Yesterday, you were pumping the open line after the cruise ship, the Sun Princess, docked here yesterday with 176 passengers having to be treated for the effects of norovirus, so basically gastro. And out of that, the costs of treating someone on board became a whole new issue, something that I was not aware of, something that, yes, you told me and that many of you have been stung by. High medical costs on the high sea. Highway robbery. Well, no, piracy really, isn't it, if it's on the high seas? Anyway, how can they be charging $200 for a single seasickness tablet? $400 for an injection? One caller phoned in yesterday, said that they'd spend a night in an onboard infirmary, $5,000. Really? $5,000. Where are these prices coming from? Now, obviously, you should have travel insurance that would take care of this. Maybe that's part of the problem. I don't know. Are they rorting a system there? Why so expensive? Let's find out. Phil Sylvester is from Travel Insurance Direct. He's a regular contributor to the Talking Travel program, which will be popping up on Talking Lifestyle here in Brisbane on 882 very shortly. Phil, afternoon.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Mate, good. Can you talk me through this? How's it possible that someone on board a cruise ship can be charged $200 for a seasickness tablet?
Yeah, the thing is, once you get, you know, into open waters, even if you're on a, Australian coastal waters crew, as soon as you're about 5 or 10 k's offshore, Medicare doesn't count anymore. You're not in country anymore.
Mm.
So what they have to do is they have to set up their own medical facilities on board. So there's a doctor on board and nurses, and they've got an operating theatre and all those things. So in effect, what you're doing is, you're out in the free market system. We're pretty lucky here. Everybody's used to, going to the doctor and being able to bulk bill it. But out places like North America, this is what healthcare costs.
$200 for a seasickness tablet, $400 for an injection, $5,000 for an overnight stay in an onboard infirmary. Well, wouldn't cruise ships be building this into their cost if they've got to have a doctor and obviously an infirmary on board?
Well, I mean, there's lots of things that go with cruises, isn't it, where you pay extra when you get on board. I mean, everybody wants a low sticker price up front, don't they?
Mm.
I got to say, some of those prices are pretty steep. I mean, it's not like you have a choice to go somewhere else to get your seasickness.
Well, see, that's the other thing too. You're a captive audience. You don't have that choice. I mean, is that one of the reasons? I know you just said about market forces come into play, but what market is it? It's a monopoly.
Yeah. But, that's why, as you say, mate, get that travel insurance. So, you can claim it. But, notoriously expensive on board cruise liners.
Is it benchmarked against anything? I mean, I know you said that's the cost of health cover, or at least health prices in the northern part of America, but that's the benchmark, is it?
Yeah, look, we get pretty used to paying some pretty horrendous bills for people, especially out of the United States. You can form networks and you can manage to negotiate on prices and get a bit of a discount when you're dealing in bulk. But to my knowledge, that's not really happened with cruise lines at the moment. But I'm $5,000 for an overnight in a clinic, that's kind of North American prices, mate.
North American prices, all right. So that's
that's
the standard. I'm tipping there'd be so many people caught out without health insurance then that they've got to front that bill. I know there was one story yesterday of a couple who were honeymooning last year. Same thing. That was the $5,000 overnight infirmary bill. They're still trying to pay it off. How much coverage? I mean, is there a one sort of standard policy that fits all, or do you have to actually put in that you're on a cruise ship? Has that changed things?
Yeah. When you're going through online with us, just make sure you tick the cruise option, because then, which destination am I going to? Am I going to, whatever. Even if it's just a coastal, you're going from Brisbane back to Brisbane, really.
Yeah.
So make sure you tick that it's the cruise option on that, and that makes sure that we get the coverage for you.
All right.
Depending on the policy, unlimited medical expenses. So once that's done and you've paid your money, you're sweet.
Okay. Excess-wise? Higher, lower, what's
And you can vary it, $200 down to zero if you want.
Obviously, the lower the excess, the higher the premium.
Yeah. But, mate, put it this way, I'm not in front of my computer, I can't punch one in for a cruise, but a 50-year-old bloke going to Bali for a week, under $60. So, it's not going to be horrendously expensive for a cruise. couple of hundred bucks at most.
They're charging you. Well, hang on, just on that, seasick tablets, if you're on a cruise, that covers you? So travel insurance will cover you for seasickness?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Any medical expense, make sure you get the doctor's report and get the receipt and put that in with your claim.
Phil, thanks for stepping us through it. Phil Sylvester there is from Travel Insurance Direct. Thank you for that. Can you imagine? They are the prices that you pay on a cruise. Maybe you don't have to imagine. Maybe you've been part of that. Maybe you were listening yesterday and thought, yeah, that's me, still trying to pay it off. That's why. So they kind of benchmark it on US healthcare. Is that fair? Even if you're somewhere in the Pacific, nowhere near the US. Or maybe you're just doing a trek around Australia. What the hell's US got to do with doing a trip or around this continent? Nothing.